You're listening to the Hawk Morning Show with Scotty O, connecting you with people and events from around the Quad Counties and beyond.
All right, so before we get into connecting you with people and events, I do want to let you know to connect with the Cancel Causeway that there is a boat going through. I'm not sure how long it will take, but if you're waiting in line at the Cancel Causeway this morning, that's why I got a couple of texts to say, is the causeway closed? What's going on? And that's the tone that I read them in. Is the causeway closed? What's going on? There's a boat going through. And when the boat goes through, the causeway will close again or open. Either way you want to look at it. And vehicular traffic will get to go through again at the Cancel Causeway. That's the first order of business. Second order of business, I welcome Sandra Pratt to the show this morning. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you, Scotty.
Nice to have you here. Now, I will say this. It's Sandra's daughter's birthday today. I talked about Sandra's daughter on the radio earlier this morning because Sandra's daughter happens to be my girlfriend. We've been dating for like 7 years. All is good. So I just want to put that out there before happy birthday to her, because I'll get, hey, come on in. Come on in. We got somebody else. Come on in. From the dinner theater group. Hey, how you doing? We're already live on the radio, so I'll tell you this. Don't say the bad words, and we're just going to have a conversation, okay?
You never say bad words.
All right. Well, these are things I have to say. I have to tell you that before we get in, right? So I'm going to start with Sandra because Sandra was already here. Sandra, tell me a little bit about St. Joseph's Fundraising Committee and the church.
We do fundraisings quite often through the year, yeah. For upkeep and repairs. And we had a dinner theater 2 years ago, and it went so well. Last year, for some reason, we didn't get onto it, but this year we're going to try her again. So the River Denny's...
The Nicholas Denny's Days.
The Nicholas Denny's players have agreed to come and put on an act for us while we serve a three-course dinner on November 28th and 29th, starting at 6 p.m., doors will probably open about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's looking for tickets can call me and we'll book you a table for 2, 4, 10, 12, whatever you want. We'll accommodate you.
10 or 12 or a table for two. So yeah. So a quiet, nice dinner for two.
It won't be quiet.
Or a complete dinner theater,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Which is nice. It's a three-course dinner,
yes,
and an evening of entertainment provided, yes, by the Nicholas Denny's players. Now, apologies. You walked in as we were already on the radio. Who are you? Can you explain yourself to? I know there was somebody coming, but I didn't know who.
Well, actually, we've been at this for about 10 years. It,
yeah,
started off. About 10 years ago, the community club from St. Peter's wanted to do a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
And they asked a few people if they would put on a play, and they wanted to do a dinner theater. It went over so well that our group stuck together and kept going. And we do it every year. We have performed in St. Peter's, Lordways, Aryshat, Grand Anne's, and Craignish. And we're enjoying it immensely. But one thing that's a little different about our group is all of our material is original. We do all our own writing. We never use anybody else's plays.
And that's the Nicholas Denny's players.
Yes.
Okay. But who are you? I'm Scott. I didn't know you. I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
Annie McDonnell.
Annie, nice to meet you.
You too.
Right? Because we didn't get a chance to do that before we got on the radio. Nice to meet you, Annie. And when it comes to the Nicholas Denny's players and the fact that you've written your own shows, you've performed your own shows, November 28th, 29th, St. Joseph's in Port Hawkesbury. Some call it the Cave, right?
Yep.
That's where it's happening.
Yeah.
Some people will remember a cave dance in Port Hawkesbury. Well, that's where it's actually the basement of the church, right? So it's not really a cave, but it's the basement of the church, and it's got a stage and a full kitchen. It's a great place to go.
It's a lovely venue.
Actually. It is a great venue. Yeah. It is a great venue. And the dinner theater, I got to ask a little bit about the show. Do you know what the show will be at the end of November?
Don't reveal too much, Annie.
Definitely.
Who did it?
It's the name of the play is The Flamboyant Cafe.
Okay.
And it's set in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's about all I'm going to tell
you. That's all you're going to tell me.
That's it.
All right. So it's The Flamboyant Cafe.
It's a comedy.
It's set in a restaurant and it's a comedy. How many people are in the show?
There's eight performers.
Eight performers. Is it musical? I feel like I'm playing Guess Who right now.
No, it's not musical.
No. 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 Is it a restaurant in Paris?
No, it's not. It's
no.
A restaurant, this time in Port Hawkesbury.
A restaurant in Port Hawkesbury. It's Papa's Pub. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. The Dinner Theater is being put on by the Nicholas Denny's Players of a restaurant scene with eight different players. That's all I can tell you about the show, right? But I... Marie's looking at me like, we're not giving anything away. And this Dinner Theater will be accompanied by a three-course meal. I'm going to go back to Sandra here from the... is it the CWL that's putting this
no,
on?
No, it's not.
Because I know too much about my guest right now.
Yeah,
right?
I'm part of CWL, but I'm also part of the fundraising committee.
Okay, so this is fundraising committee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the fundraising committee putting on this three-course meal.
Yes.
What are people looking to eat? Like, is it a choice or is it you're getting what you get?
You're getting what you get.
And what are we getting?
It's going to be delicious.
Do we know what it is yet?
The appetizer's still being worked on.
Okay.
The main course will be a stuffed chicken breast with potatoes and two side vegetables.
Yeah.
And dessert will be a blueberry cheesecake.
I'm already done. I'm already in.
Now we have, the tickets are $55 each.
Yeah. But that's dinner and the show, right?
Dinner and the show. And we have a cash bar for anyone who would like to have a little sip. And then we have...
I'm sorry.
Can I add, the more you sip, the funnier we are.
Is that where it goes? Okay. All right.
Anyone looking for tickets can call me at 902-227-5858.
Okay, that number will be put up on our Facebook page as well, and we're gonna promote that on our homepage.
Thank you, Scott.
At 1015thehawk.com. So the Nicholas Denny's Players, you've been together for how many years then, putting on shows?
It's been 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to tell, like, I can see in your eyes, nobody else can see this on the radio, but I can see in your eyes you want to tell me nothing about this show.
No, I don't. I mean, we've performed it.
Yeah.
Back in April.
But, okay.
So there are people out there who know all about the show, and we got such a great response for this one this year. But
really?
Anyway, we're sort of happy that we get to do it again.
Okay.
Because it was fun.
I can imagine. Like, you put in a lot of work, and I've talked to other actors that are in theater groups, that you put in a lot of work, and you end up doing the show for, like, once or twice, and that's it. And then, like, months worth of work goes into this show, and it's never seen again.
No, that's true. But we think maybe eventually we'll put our plays together and maybe publish them.
Okay. All right.
So that other theater groups can do them.
But right now, you're still telling me nothing about what this show is about, other than that it's in a restaurant.
Very colorful characters.
Colorful characters in a restaurant, and it's a comedy.
Yes.
Not musical comedy.
No.
Not singing waiters or waitresses or whatever. No.
No.
I want to learn.
That's enough, Scott.
That's enough. Okay. I've been told. I've been told. The Dinner Theater is happening Friday, November 28th, Saturday, November 29th. Is there a Christmas component to this at all in the play?
Well, they're out for a Christmas dinner.
Okay.
It's Christmas time. There's going to be, like, Christmas tree set up in the restaurant.
Okay.
The tables are nicely decorated.
So okay, so I'm going to use that as a promo here, that it's to kick off your Christmas season. You like that?
I like that.
I love that. St. Joseph's Fundraising Committee is the benefactor here. You're going to help out the church. You're going to help out St. Joseph's Fundraising to help out with the building. And, a church is one thing with the people, but without the building to go to, I guess, on a Saturday or a Sunday, is the church really a church? Yes, it is. But it needs a building. You need to be able to go. So a big thank you to both of you for coming in this morning. Last words. I give last words. I'm going to start with Anne-Marie. Yes, Anne-Marie?
Annie,
my apologies. Again, we met really quickly before on the radio. Annie, tell me anything else you want to tell me about this show.
I just want everybody to come out and see it and have a good laugh and enjoy themselves.
So cryptic. I love you. I really do, because you kept it all, like, underneath. Okay. Sandra, last words about St. Joseph's Fundraising Committee.
Please come out. Enjoy your evening. This is for you. Yes, you're paying at the door, but this is for you to start off Christmas.
Kicking off your Christmas season, the dinner theater happening Friday, November 28th, Saturday, November 29th at St. Joseph's in Port Hawkesbury, in the cave, if you will. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Hawk Morning Show, text us 902-625-1015. If you missed any of today's conversation, you can find it on our website, 1015thehawk.com.